If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Are you a big stretcher in the morning, Don? Andy, do you stretch at all when you first wake up?
It's usually a stretch to get out of bed, yeah.
Well, there's that, right. Right. I had one of those mornings today where, you know, where you wake up 15 minutes before your alarm?
Oh, yeah.
The worst. That's the worst, right?
Me too.
15 minutes before your alarm, right? And then you're like, oh, do I just say to myself, I need that extra 15 minutes or you're awake? You spend the whole 15 minutes thinking
about the 15
minutes.
I couldn't go back to sleep if I tried.
No?
I know. No. It's like I'm up. I'm more mad at myself. Like, oh, just go to sleep. Close your eyes. Go to sleep. I can't.
And then snoozing makes you feel more tired. So it's like, if I stay here and go back to sleep, I'm going to regret it.
Yeah, it's been years since I hit the snooze button.
Yeah,
are you a snooze button guy?
No,
Andy?
Not at all.
It's been about 5 minutes
Lindsay?
Since I hit mine, yeah. I'll purposely set my alarm
Andy
for like,
just hit it. Oh,
yeah, like 20 minutes before I'm supposed to get up, and I'll just snooze until I need to get
right.
up.
I'll be right back.
Yeah. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody. Well, good morning. Nice to be with you guys today. You had a good week? Everybody had a good week?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Great week.
Great week.
Yeah. And Violet's doing great.
Oh yeah, yeah, she's doing real well. We've been feed, you know, she's been feeding herself. We've been giving her like peas and some little veggies.
What a big girl!
Yeah, it's been
like picking up the pea and putting it in her mouth.
Yeah,
that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and like so some like sweet. Sort of veggie nuggets, like sweet potato stuff. Gretchen's been getting
oh, wow.
her. So yeah,
she's a big girl.
Yeah, yeah,
that's
she's been
awesome.
eating well.
That's great. Oh, and I bet she's growing like a weed too.
Oh god, yeah,
right? Once that
yeah.
solid food hits
yes
starts to get going
for sure. She's like my workout buddy, just lifting her up is the curls are gone.
Arms.
Yeah,
right, the arms look fantastic.
That's all I
that's
have
great.
To do. Yeah,
that's
how sweet
fun.
Mia, I mean, I see you.
I know. I post
it looks like you lived.
Yeah. Well, we do get to
in.
See her a lot. We didn't move in, but we go over there when we can.
That's
very nice. You know, there's. I'm like, oh, I need to come over and fix something. There's
yeah.
always something
totally.
To fix,
of
right?
Of course.
And,
of course.
Like, oh, you need me to empty that garbage? Okay, I can do that. Yeah.
No problem. I'll be right there.
And
just helping. You're a helper.
She. What was it? This week, I think it was Monday or Sunday night. She slept for 8 hours.
Oh, wow.
Which
what
is
a big girl.
Right. And so, you know, it was funny because Mary Beth and I were both like, to both Quinn and Amy, like, and you guys were up for 8 hours? Oh, my God. We thought, you know, of course you think something's wrong.
Yep.
Is she breathing?
That first time of eight, you're like, what is
right.
happening in there? Yeah. Yeah.
No, it's amazing.
It is.
It really is amazing.
That's great.
So, fun stuff. What was I just going to tell you guys? Oh, this really, well, this is for Andy and mm-hmm. Lindsay. Well, actually for all of you. We're walking the dogs yesterday, Mary Beth and I, and we have Carmen and Liam's dog, Cosmo, who's a really nice dog. Anyway, just out of nowhere, Mary Beth goes, oh, man, those cubs better bring this back when they come out of spring training. I go, what? I've half paid attention to
right.
the Cubs in spring training.
Yeah.
And she goes, well, they haven't lost a game.
Yeah, yeah.
They've tied three.
I go, what?
Yeah.
She goes, yeah, they just, who'd they play yesterday? They tied Texas.
Yeah, they
or
played
something?
Texas yesterday. Yeah.
They
were down
she goes, they
to
tied
two.
Texas today. Mm-hmm. Like, who? I'm like the worst husband. I mean, no. It's not that I'm not a sports fan, but she's so connected.
She's just cooler than you.
Oh, my God. So much cooler. And she says, they better bring this back with them from Arizona.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, okay.
Yeah. You want to
okay, coach.
You want to sound smart? You want to sound
yeah,
smart when you go home?
Yeah. Just where's the flag?
There it is.
Where's the flag?
That's a hold.
Tell her that you
great
can
question.
You can never judge a team by what they do in Arizona. There's a couple
no.
factors.
Oh, yeah.
One of them
sure.
is there's a lot of hard ground out there, and choppers that would normally be scooped up by infielders are bouncing over their heads.
Oh,
there's this
okay.
thing called a high sky in Arizona with not a lot of clouds. It's there's no contrast between the ball and the sky, and
uh-huh.
sometimes you lose a ball in the sun or in the sky there. And they don't have official scorers out there either. It's usually the team's PR people that do the official scoring.
Oh, God.
Batting, yeah, batting averages get a little inflated. ERAs get a little inflated.
Wait, but the first one's good, Lindsay. That we got to remember that one.
Yeah,
I mean, there's a lot of hard ground.
Hard ground out there.
Oh boy,
and you're not facing the other team's best all the time, especially when the
They're trying to kid out. Yeah. Right.
And like, when the Cubs play the Dodgers in spring training, they're not going to show them anything because they're playing for real in a couple weeks.
Send Mazur out there. You know, they'd be like that.
Exactly.
But he's in his 50s. Send him out there.
Come on.
Yeah, I can throw a 45-mile-an-hour fastball, two pitches combined, sure.
That hard ground doesn't bother him.
Right. Love that hard ground. Don't worry, when he trips, he's going to break a tooth. He'll be fine.
Yeah.
That scoring thing is really interesting.
Yeah,
like, why doesn't everybody just declare that their team won then?
Yeah, the PR people are like, hey, everybody, my team won. The debating hitter error and things of that nature, you know, and then... You know, the official scores that the score games during the baseball season would probably disagree with many of the calls that are made from, you know, the team PR folks, and they do their best, obviously.
Yeah,
but,
for sure.
We started watching last night. Speaking of sports, there's a new like a comedy on Netflix with Kate Hudson.
Running Point? Totally.
Point guard, Running Point?
Mm-hmm.
Did you watch it?
Oh, yeah.
Did you already watch it?
Started it.
It's about kind of an offshoot of the Lakers thing, right?
It's kind of an offshoot of the Lakers. That
winning time.
It's family run.
Oh, yeah.
And then she becomes the head of the, but she's also, like, she really loves, she would be, it would be Mary Beth running the Lakers because she really knows everything about basketball.
That's cool,
That is cool.
But nobody listens to her because she's a woman. So that's the whole crazy thing.
Gotcha.
But we watched a few episodes. It's cute. It's funny. It's silly.
Nice. And,
so it's, if you're looking for brainless, it's a really good one.
I have to start watching that.
Always.
I mean, I really like it.
Always looking
brainless,
brainless
is right up my alley.
Yes, please.
There you go. Send Mazur out there. 857-557-4LOU. 857-557-4568 is our phone number. Lou Manfredini here, House Smarts Radio, here till 10. Just give us a call. Let us know what we can do to help you out this morning. This is Henry in Peterson Park. Henry, good morning. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Good morning, Lou. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I have a group of kitchen-based cabinets I'd like to put together to make a kitchen island. How do I finish the backside? The cabinets are a natural maple finish with a shaker look on the two sides and the drawer fronts.
Are you going to do a... well, the easiest thing to do would be to buy cabinet door fronts in the shaker, in the same shaker style, and then nail those with the trim gun on the back side of those cabinets to make it look like cabinet fronts.
I'm not sure if I can match up.
Say that again?
I'm not sure I can match it up because these are older cabinets I'm recycling.
Okay, but they're shaker, you said? So they're just a simple, they're a simple, you know, square edge border with, is it a flat panel or a raised panel?
For the shaker part of it, it's a raised panel.
Okay. If you go online, I guarantee you, you can match those cabinet doors, and you would measure whatever the length of the island you're going to make, okay? You would need... You need to create some kind of toe kick, like a piece of trim at the bottom, because you probably, if they're old base cabinets, so the, are the ends finished of the?
Yeah.
The ends are finished.
Yeah, it has a shaker look on the side.
Okay, all right. If you measure whatever length you are, you can buy cabinet fronts that then you would need to, you know, stain or finish to match. Or, if you don't want to do that, you can go with a completely different look on the backside, and you could do something like you could buy beadboard. You're familiar with beadboard?
Sure.
Vertically, and then you could affix that to the backside and then stain or finish that. Are you going to create some kind of overhang, like make it an island where people can sit and, you know, eat or have a drink?
No.
Just an island.
There's not enough room to...
Just a work island.
Yeah.
If it's just a work island and there's no overhang visually, this is just me, if you could match the cabinet all the way around, that would look the best. If you exactly. don't, if you don't want to do that, the beadboard is a nice look. You can buy it raw, and you can stain it, you know, to match. It won't be perfect, but it'll be close. And then you put your top over the top of that. The other option, you could do a nice piece of plywood that is what they call, finish grade plywood, very thin, that you would cut to put on the backside and finish that. But the beadboard might actually be easier to install.
All right. I will research these out. I greatly appreciate your advice.
You got it, bud. I appreciate you calling this morning. 857-557-4LOU, 857-557-4568.
Thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure.
I love listening to your show, and I learn so much every week.
Thank you.
Okay, quick question. I'll make this hopefully simple for you. I'm in the process of purchasing a condo, and I noticed on the outside patio there was a soffit that was dipping, and the inspector saw it. He said it was loose. It appears to be damaged by moisture intrusion. He says, and then I did notice, too, some moisture stains on the brick below it. And so, obviously, we need to have it looked at. My concern is, how do I know there's water on the inside wall? Because there's a cabinet blocking that wall. And he didn't put a moisture meter back there because mm-hmm. he said, well, I really can't get to it. So I don't know who to call to make sure that there's not water in the wall and that there's an interior problem. I'm assuming this will be an HOA problem, but still, yeah. I want to get to the bottom of it.
Yeah. So
it's a mansard roof, too, by the way.
Right. One of my faves. And that's sarcasm. So it's any kind of roof or soffit issue would be an HOA issue. where you said there's a cabinet, is that a kitchen wall?
Yes, it's a kitchen wall.
Okay.
Now she does have she has a shutoff valve there, back there. So I'm wondering if there's some way I can get,
a shutoff valve in the cabinet. Okay.
But you really can't get to the wall.
Right.
And it's not the whole, not all the brick. It's just a little part of the brick that has a water stain. And I actually live right across from her patio. And that's how I noticed it. Because if you would have just walked out to the patio, you would never have observed the weirdest thing.
Yeah, right. Because your angle of looking at it wouldn't be the same. Right.
Yeah, and when you look up, when you walk out there, it doesn't look like it's like the soffit's dipping at all.
Mm-hmm. the way you're describing it, is there a chance that there's water infiltration? There is a chance. And so it would be nice to know. And I'm just wondering, if there's a cabinet there, the only way you would know would be to either take the cabinet down or drill a hole in the back of the cabinet. I'm assuming this, because it's a soffit, it's the top floor of the, this unit is a top floor.
It's the middle.
Oh, it's the middle. So there's a unit, there's a unit above.
No. So it's three levels. There's the basement. And then the kitchen level, and then the bedrooms up above.
So where the soffit is leaning is an entire floor above that.
Yes.
Got it.
It's a little, you walk out from the kitchen and you look up and it's that little soffit.
Got it. Now, the room that is above, I see. Okay. I'm just trying to think this through. I'm just trying to think of how you're going to determine this. If you're very interested in this condo and everything else checks all the boxes, it's certainly reasonable to say, I'd like to have an inspector come back specifically to look at something like this. And it may not be an inspector, but it would be somebody like a handyman to come and look and say, this is my issue. Can we take this cabinet down to make sure there's no water? And you'd have to get the approval, obviously, of the owner.
Yeah, she's allowing me to go back in. I just have no clue who to get to go in and figure that out.
Where is this condo in Lake Bluff?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So there is. I think that's probably a little too far for the MegaPro guys, because they would be the ones that you could possibly call. I mean, I guess you could always ask them, but they do have a handyman service, and they could come out. And, you know, you would pay for that, right, to do all that, to right. take it all down.
Yeah. I think it's worth it.
I do, too, if it's something that you really want. Why not give them a call? Why not give them a call and see if they can help you? Do you have a pen or a pencil?
Sure.
All right. 847-658-858. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
8989. Tell them what you have, and, you know, they may be able to even quote, you know, it would be great if you had, like, a picture. Well, you probably have. Are there pictures of the condo online?
But I have outdoor pictures too. But Mike, can I just ask you? You know, the inspector that did it, he said he really doesn't have a way to get a moisture meter back there. And would that really tell? He said he thinks it would get a false reading. So I was wondering, when they come to look at the outside and they open that up, I wonder if they can tell that.
Well, to your point, if it's a middle unit and the soffit is above, like, a doorway leading out, right? Is there, like, a balcony? Is that what this is going out to? It's like a decorative soffit.
It's, I guess. I mean, I mean, it has vents. It has some vents.
Okay.
I don't know how to describe it.
Yeah, I mean, I think that if you're worried about, you know, you have two choices. You could have the soffit taken apart, and you could find out if there's problems with water there. But then that's an HOA.
That's what they recommend.
Right.
Yeah.
The other thing is, you could take the cabinet down, and they could poke a little hole in the wall to see. And then when you put the cabinet back, you know, they could temporarily patch the wall and go. Probably the better way to go would be the soffit, take that down, and then inspect what's happening there. And maybe what you do is, if you buy this place, you do a little hold back, right? That is a lot, with some money in case that has to happen. But ultimately, like you said, this is an HOA issue. So there's a lot of cooks in this kitchen to figure out.
Yeah.
The cabinet part keeps you from dealing with the board, right? Because you just do that all inside the unit. The right way to do it, based on, now that I'm thinking this through and we're talking through it, is to do it all from the outside.
Okay. Yeah. So, well, that's what I was wondering. So, because they will open the soffit,
right?
Will we be able to maybe
see it from there? If we take that apart, then they would be able to do that. And if that's the route you go, and they're willing to let you do that, then I would call somebody like Lindholm Roofing, because they would be the ones to help you with that.
How do you spell that? Lindholm.
LINDHOLM. Lindholm Roofing.
Mm.
And they're up by you, and which should be able to help out. Thanks so much. I don't know who she's wearing, but she said, "I'm not sure that I'm going to watch the Oscars with you."
What?
I go, "Really?" She goes, "Yeah. Unless you just won't talk." Which...
Well, that rules you out.
That, right. So I guess we're not watching together, right? She's like, she wants to watch the whole thing, like from the red carpet, which probably starts at 2, right? And, right? She's like, I don't want to talk to you. I just want to be left alone. So I honestly think that we will be in separate rooms. That's what 35 years of marriage gets you.
That's
I just
love.
Don't want to talk to you.
I get it. She
you
needs
do,
every
right?
ounce. I do.
She wants every bit of it.
She's done a lot of work up until this
point.
Well,
right. She's worked very hard to get all those movies in, you know, and making sure that, you know. That
what's her pick? Her pick to click?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. She said to me last night she thought that, I guess Michael Phillips of the Tribune said that he thinks Anora should win, which I didn't watch Anora. You know, Mary Beth is like my... she's my litmus test for whether or not
filter.
She's like, you don't want to watch that movie. Like, I don't, you know,
she knows
you know that if it makes me uncomfortable, I don't want to go see that. It's I'm twisting and turning and it's like, that's not enjoyable to me. You know, I mean, I what was the one with Demi Moore? It's like a horror movie, right?
You liked that one?
No, I didn't watch
The Substance.
No.
Oh God.
And she said, you don't want to watch that
movie. No, you don't.
And I go, and she goes, and you don't want to watch Anora. And
I haven't seen that one.
You did
it. I almost
did
want
not.
You to watch The Substance just because I want to see your reaction.
No,
it was the weirdest movie I've ever seen.
Right, so I'll be super uncomfortable. Like, I already know I'm uncomfortable, and I don't really know anything about it, right? And I mean, everybody says, oh, Demi Moore is great, you know, and she won the Golden Globe, and blah, 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 blah. Well, that's great. Good for you. Good luck. Good luck. I'll be in another room watching something else. Right. This was funny. You'll appreciate this. By the way, 857-557-4 Lou. Coming up a little bit later on, we're going to talk with, that's what I want to tell you. Okay, we're going to talk with the editor-in-chief over at the International Home and Housewares Industry Organization about the houseware show that opens up tomorrow here in Chicago. And I'll be there getting a bunch of Noodaloo 2s tomorrow. And very interesting about some of the trends and stuff. We all can't go. It's not open to the public, but they have a really great collection of new items and some that are just ridiculous. I mean, I will go tomorrow and they will show me stuff. What do you think about this? And, I mean, Lindsay and I have been there going to the show for years. And because we know each other so well, Lindsay will just look at me going, yeah, you don't. It's kind of like Mary Beth. You don't want to watch that. Like, you're the same way, right? Okay, so I was on with Bob Surratt yesterday. I'm thinking about a new feature on the show, which should involve you as the producer. This show. Right. So he was joking about somebody sent him a note about, could you wish so-and-so a happy anniversary? And, you know, he joked like, what am I, Dick Biondi, the late, great Dick Biondi? You know, I'm giving out anniversary things like that. And so I thought, you know, everything old again is new. Right. And maybe, you know how we do like the weekend plan thing after nine? What if we did something like a little shout out for events in people's lives that they want a little shout out on the radio? In other words, it could be it's Lindsay's birthday. Happy birthday, Lindsay, you know, blah blah blah. And they would just give us a little blurb, and it could be a little you could put a little music bed underneath it, right? And it could be a fun way. Well, it could be a fun way for people to tune into the radio, right? We always need that, right?
Sure.
And they send us our, you know, what do they call it? Dedications and birthday requests or whatever. And what do we call that feature?
Okay.
Right? So, and then maybe like after, hey, coming up after 9 o'clock, it's our shout out to whatever, you know, whatever it is. And, you know, we do like a half a dozen of them. And every week we kind of do a half a dozen of them.
That'd
like,
be great.
And they give us, remember during the pandemic when we did the, you helped me do those, basically the free cameos for people.
Sure.
Remember we had a lot of folks that were shut in and,
and
they were, you know, the radio became such a source of comfort for people. And then, my mother. And I was like, and then I think you were the one that said you should just do these. And I would go in my basement with my iPad and just do a little shout out, and they'd give me a little information. Oh, Lindsay, you're from Kenosha, and you know, ba ba ba, happy whatever birthday was. And a lot of people got great, you know, they really liked that. And it's just, I mean, this would be nothing to do. So can you work on that?
Sure, on it. Let's get our little mini intern on it.
Oh, yeah. Susie. What's her name?
Susie.
We'll get Susie on it. Right. Get our intern on it. 857-557-4LOU. 857-557-4568. Something I did notice with the warm weather, and maybe you are too, is I've already seen ants in the house. And I can't believe it. I was feeding the dogs, and when I went to go clean up their bowls, I noticed some ants around the bowl. I couldn't believe it. Get out to the hardware store now. Get ahead of it, because as the stuff starts to warm, those colonies are coming up. I went and bought, I thought I had it, but I ran out. You know, I've talked about this ant powder called Revenge by Bonide. They make a small little squeeze bottle that's a powder. I'm sure it's a little bit of a mix of boric acid and maybe even diatomaceous earth, but shake that bottle up, and where you see that, sprinkle a little bit down there. The dogs, the pets don't care about this. It doesn't smell like anything. I put it in a nook and cranny so our dogs can't get at it. But they're also, they watched me do it, and they put their nose there, like, eh, it doesn't smell like anything. But that will help to eliminate the ant problem, you know, pretty quick and stay ahead of it now. It's a little too early to be doing stuff outside, like around the perimeter, but we're not too far away. My goodness, it's, you know, March 1st today. So in a few weeks, as we start to warm up, I think that you're going to see that ant problem get a little worse. So already seeing the ants, if you stay ahead of it, you're going to be in good shape to kind of control it before it becomes a big infestation. 857-557-4LU, 857-557-4568. We've got no leaks, no worries. We're broadcasting live from the PermaSeal Waterproofing Studios.
Hi, Lou.
How are we doing?
Love your show.
Thank you.
I appreciate all the help you've given me. I have a question about waterproofing the grout in the ceramic tile.
Okay.
What should I use, and how often should I use it?
Is this in a shower?
Yeah, shower and the floors, bathroom floors, I have ceramic in the kitchen and in the bathroom.
Is this all new? Like, in other words, it's all newly installed, or what's the story with this tile?
Oh no, it's been there for a while, at least 10 years.
Okay, and how does it look now?
Looks fine now. I'm just concerned when I scrub it, and some of the you can see the black grout is coming off once you get down the drain.
Right.
So, how do I keep the grout in place?
Okay, so the sealer is really designed more for, you know, stains and stuff like that. It's not really a hardener for, you know, keeping the grout in place. I personally am not a huge grout sealer. I've never been an advocate of it because, in my opinion, it ends up trapping more dirt, and then you see it because it, you know, a sealer, it sits on top like a floor wax, and traditional grout is a Portland based, right? It's like a cementitious product. And so I'm more of an advocate of just keeping what you have clean and not sealing it. But did you say the stuff is black?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, you wouldn't even know it. If it's coming up, then what I would do there is scrape some of that away and then, you know, touch up those areas. But kind of the name in sealer, if this is what you want to do, is Aquamix, which has been around forever. And they kind of make a good, better, best. You'll find it at home centers, hardware stores, you'll find it at tile stores. And once the tile is completely clean, you literally just brush this on and then wipe it off of the tile itself. And it will sometimes give you a little bit of a shine, a little bit of a sheen, rather. And it will help protect it. But again, as a rule, I'm not a huge grout sealer, but that's just my opinion. It's really up to you. All right. You keep both hands on the
wheel. You gave me something to think about.
Right. Keep both hands on the wheel. Keep listening to WGN. You're a good man.
Okay, you betcha, Lou.
All right, bye-bye. 857-557-4LOU. 857-557-4568 is our phone number. This is Denise in Northlake. Hi, Denise.
Hi, Mr. Lou. My question to you is, I have outside stairs, and there's cement going to the basement. I noticed that there's a split in the seam of one of the stairs, and there's sand and dirt coming in, so I don't want that to go to the pump. I don't know what to do to seal this.
When you say it's a seam, you mean like where the tread meets the riser, like a crack right there?
Kind of the back, the back kick of the stair.
Yeah, so the
crack is
where the horizontal meets the vertical?
Yes.
Okay. And how wide is that?
And it's cement.
How wide is that gap?
Maybe half inch.
Okay. I would clean it up and get rid of any loose material, right? And I would buy a, I'm assuming it's kind of a gray in color, cement gray color.
Yes, sir.
Go to the hardware store. Where are you, Denise? North Lake. Go to the local Ace over there and buy a tube of concrete caulking called Slab, S-L-A-B. And it is a acrylic latex caulking, but it has an aggregate in it, like a cement, to kind of grab on a little bit and hold on to that to what you're caulking there. Now, as long as you know, the half inch wide doesn't bother me. How deep does it go?
I'm not sure.
Okay, if it's deeper than like 3/8 of an inch, when you take a look at it. Like, then we probably need to, when you go by the caulk, there's something called caulking rope, which is basically like fiberglass spaghetti. Not fiberglass, foam spaghetti. And they can make it in different diameters. So maybe you get a thin little piece that's inexpensive, comes in a little roll. And you'll take whatever the length is of this crack, you'll break it off, you'll stuff it in there with a screwdriver, so that I only have about, you know, a quarter to 3/8 of an inch of depth. That makes sense?
Yes.
Then we're going to caulk that. Okay. We're going to caulk that crack from side to side and fill it in with this slab. Let it dry. It's going to be in the 30s today. I mean, you could do it today, but
I'll wait. Wait, because we got to get that cleaned up.
Yeah, get it cleaned up and make sure that it's over. You know, in the 40s at least. You know, mid 40s or so. In particular, overnight, so it doesn't freeze, because it is a latex product.
Latex, okay. Thank you for your help.
You got it. It's called Slab, S-L-A-B. Well, you've been very busy planning for your Mardi Gras party at the school tonight. I know
you've been... throw me your beads.
Don't do that at the church function, please.
No.
My daughter, I know I've shared with you, Mallory's down in New Orleans, and, you know, Mardi Gras... For those in New Orleans, it's not just Fat Tuesday. It's the whole month leading up to it. And there's different parades, and there's philanthropic things. And, Dad. You know, she sounds like, because she's, you know, 25, so she's, she sounds like Roz from Monsters Incorporated.
She's always had that. I love her voice. She needs to get into radio.
Paperwork. Well, she used to. Right. It's so funny. But she was dressed like a ladybug. Right? Oh. Ladybug?
Mariquita? Mariquita?
How do you say it?
Mariquita.
Right. She showed us a little video of her outfit along with her roommate, and they were off to the parade. And
so fun.
So proud.
The days. the days. So proud.
So proud. Oh, but she's something. She is something. That girl, let me tell you.
More pictures. I sent her a text, and I said, you know, is it weird that I actually look forward to this time of year just so I can get these pictures and videos?
She's all over it. It's so funny. Okay, our word, gentlemen, is it is a, we think it's a noun. And
we think it's
It's a noun, and it's an unfounded rumor or story is the definition of the word.
All right.
The word is... Canard.
Oh, canard.
Sitting too close to the TV would make me cross-eyed was an old canard my mother used to tell me.
Yes, that was an old canard.
Which then led me to...
Ah.
So I'm like, oh yeah, like wives' tales.
Oh my God, I knew that. I know you so well.
So think about the kind of stuff. Now, this is an age thing. None of you are going to... Andy will remember this one. Yeah. Andy's younger than me, but don't talk on the phone if there's a thunderstorm.
Yep.
Whoa.
That was one I remember.
No, yep. Don?
No, I never heard that.
Well, back when we had phones and the phone lines were on a telephone pole, right?
Above ground,
The whole wives' tale was, if it got struck by lightning, you'd get electrocuted if you were talking on the phone in a thunderstorm.
Yep.
Whoa.
Right?
I've heard that for showers. Don't take a shower in a thunderstorm.
Don't take a shower in a thunderstorm. Yeah. Right, that too, right? And so I was looking at all the grass is always greener on the other side of the fence. That's really not a wives' tale.
That's really not a wives' tale.
It's more like a saying,
it's like a
right?
saying.
An idiom. Something.
If an owl flies in or enters your house, you must move within 3 days or suffer the consequences.
Whoa.
I never heard that one.
No.
The owl? Just pulling the... How?
If an owl flies
what's
in
another?
Your
house... An apple a day keeps the doctor away.
An apple a day keeps that doctor away, right?
Wait 30 minutes after eating to go swimming?
Yes. Right? Always. That's that was
the,
a big one.
Right. That was a good one, right?
Yeah.
There was a bunch of them came up that was like, wow, why is this coming up on the internet? Like, I couldn't even read them.
Eat your carrot, really?
Oh, yeah. There was some that was like, wait, no, I've never heard that.
Eat your carrots.
To help you see at night.
Eat your carrots, good for your eyes.
Yep, to help you see at night.
Right. Help you see at night. That's mm-hmm. right. Wait, I had a whole bunch of them. What happened to them all? I was like, oh, these are so good.
What about the pregnancy one? There was like a, like if you...
Oh, yeah. Like if the baby's low, it's a boy. Mm-hmm. Or oh, yeah, if yeah. the, right, or if you're, right, there was all those things about how they're carrying. You'll get sick if you go outside in cold weather with wet hair.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Right? Cracking that's your true. Knuckles causes arthritis.
Yeah.
Don't crack your knuckles. You're going to get arthritis.
That one always right? bothered me for sure.
Andy said, wait 30 minutes to swim after eating.
Mm-hmm.
Eating watermelon seeds will cause a watermelon to grow inside of you.
Yeah. What?
That's right. Every 4th of July picnic, I heard that one.
Right. Don't eat the seeds. You'll grow a watermelon inside
what
of you.
What did they say for bubble gum? Was there like a
if
gum one?
If you swallowed gum and it stays in your system for seven years.
Yes, that's what it was. I remember
never
that
forget.
One.
A little, how about this one? Although, I would say this is true. A little hair of the dog cures a hangover.
Mm. I subscribe to that one, too.
Right. And then, Lindsay, yours, sitting too close to the TV. Well, this one says will make you go blind.
Blind? Oh, I didn't hear that. Gosh,
bad for your eyes. Harsh.
That's when you really like want to scare the heck out of the kids, right?
Don't do spicy that. Food causes ulcers. I see that.
Right,
here
right.
Too.
Drink. You know, if you don't finish your milk.
True?
No, I don't think
the
so.
Ulcers.
No,
no, they said it's not true.
Right? Isn't that funny?
One thing my mom used to say. Oh, is it
okay?
One?
So wait, here's the thing about the gum. It is true that your body can't break down gum during the digestion process,
mm-hmm.
but it will likely pass through your system a few days after you swallow it.
Okay.
Eating watermelon will make it grow inside of you. Nope, not so much. Watermelon seeds are generally harmless and will likely travel through your body undigested.
Okay,
good to know.
Good morning, everybody.
Right.
Right? Wait 30 minutes after eating before you go swimming. There's some truth to this, it says.
Okay.
You might have a little stomach pain when swimming on a full tummy, and you will want to avoid a long-distance swim, but it's unlikely to be dangerous, just a bit uncomfortable.
Okay.
Yeah, especially in like the kids' pool, you know? Like why? Right? It's not going to matter.
Right, in the right, exactly. I was thinking, you know, about those wives' tales, and then I do remember I had one tip, and I think it was, remember it was, I had something from, I got to find it. I'll find it later. Father Guido Sarducci, those who remember, he did a whole bit on some of these wives' tales and things like that.
Make a silly face and it'll stay that way.
You get hit in the back of the head, yeah.
Oh, cross your eyes and they'll stay that way.
Yes.
Right.
That was
cross
one.
Your eyes, yep, right, yep. All that stuff, right?
Every cigarette you smoke, you take sets off your life.
Oh, wow.
I just actually read 20 minutes.
20?
Yeah,
it's gone up?
Yeah.
Wow.
This is recent
20
study.
Minutes?
Yeah, per cigarette.
Does step on a crack break your mother's back? Get in there.
That's a good one, right? Yeah. Sure. That's a good
canard.
One, too. Right. That's a canard.
Okay.
So these are things for you guys to think about. I'll find my Father Guido Sarducci. I know I got it somewhere.
Okay.
And it's the whole thing that he says in his bit that it was actually in the Bible. Like Moses brought some of this stuff down, which is pretty funny.
Yeah, I like it.
Right? So well, I'll find that for a little bit later on. Those are marching orders, gentlemen.
All
canard,
right.
An unfounded rumor or story. 857-557-4LOU. 857-557-4568 is our phone number. Let me see where we're going back to. I think we're going to, are we going to Kurt? Three. Bob in Northbrook. Hey, Bob, good morning. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Hi, Lou. How are you? Good morning.
Good morning.
Love your show.
Thank you. How may I help you this morning?
Hi, I have a room in the basement that has a sump pump in it, and I noticed the other day on the wall there's like some scaling, the concrete is sort of got a little hole in it. And I wanted to patch it up, and I guess I don't know, should I use hydraulic cement or vinyl cement? It's only like about 4x4.
It's 4 by 4 feet or 4 inches?
4 inches.
Okay.
4x4 inches. And maybe like at the deepest, maybe about like a half an inch or so.
Oh, yeah. I mean, hydraulic cement would be a great choice because it's pretty sticky and it does a nice job on vertical surfaces like that. So you would need, you could buy a bag of it. You're going to mix it with water. Have you ever worked with hydraulic cement before?
Yes.
You got to work quickly, right? Remember?
Right.
There's no time for crying on this thing. So get everything all prepped. Get everything
don't
all.
Don't go to lunch, right?
Right. Don't go to lunch. And what I would do is just to make it look nicer is clean up the wall, get rid of any loose material. I would take some masking tape and carefully tape around the area that you're going to patch, okay?
Okay.
And then make it wide enough so that when you're applying the hydraulic cement to this area, you end up with like a nice defined square of material once you peel the tape away. Does that make sense?
Okay. Right?
It'll just look, it won't look so like haphazard when you put it on there.
Right.
And
it'll look like a patch.
Correct. It'll look like a patch. And so spray, take either a sponge or a spray bottle of water, get the loose or the, you know, the stuff you're going to patch a little bit wet, a little damp, because that'll help.
Okay.
That'll help the hydraulic cement stick to it, and mix it up in a container. Use a steel trowel to really work it in and push it as hard as you can as you cut across to finish it off. And then once it dries, peel, or it, actually within probably 20 minutes, you know, it'll firm up. Take the tape off then, because otherwise it'll get so hard that it'll rip the tape. And
right.
And then you'll have that nice patch, and that should do the job for you.
Okay, sounds like a plan.
Appreciate you listening. Have a great rest of your day. 857-557-4LOU, 857-557-4568. Let's get one more call in before we take a break. This is Mike in Venice, Florida. Hi, Mike. Good morning. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Hi. Good morning, Lou. I am at a family home down here. It's about a 17-year-old home, and it sits empty a lot, and I'm down here during the month of March and end up troubleshooting any of the problems they have. And this year, you know how this goes.
Right.
So I get down here this year, and the circuit breaker to the electric water heater is tripped. This happened last year when I arrived, reset it, everything was fine. It stayed active for about a day, tripped again, tripped last night, third time, and then I tried to reset it this morning. It lasted about 10 minutes. You can see the surge, the lights kind of flip, and I can actually hear it trip out in the garage. My basic question is, since you have to wait so long for a service appointment, would you start with a plumber or would you start with an electrician?
You have any idea the age of this water heater?
It's the house is, yeah, same as the house, 17 years old.
I mean, so here's the thing, right? Breakers go bad. It's in Florida, so is the water heater in the house or outside of the house?
It's in the garage.
It's in the garage. And is the electrical panel in the garage?
Yes, about 6 feet away from the water heater.
Okay, and how big is that breaker?
I knew there was a question you were going to ask that I didn't have the answer to.
40 amp breaker?
Well, you know, it is one breaker that is in the slot.
Two slots, right?
Where two breakers could be.
Correct. And so my guess is with an electric water heater, it could be a 20 amp breaker. It depends. It could be a two pole 20 amp breaker.
You know, it says 30 on the switch.
Okay, so it's a two-pole, 30-amp. Breakers go bad. I would start with an electrician.
Okay. Sounds good.
And what I would do is if you're going to call an electrician, I would take a picture of the panel so that he or she knows, you know, oh, it's a square D or it's a Siemens or whatever it is, so that, and tell them what's happening. Now, within that, if they say, oh, no, the breaker's fine, then it could be that within your water heater, there's two electric heat rods in it, and those could be bad. Electric water heaters just run and run and run, and there's a top and a bottom, but those typically have a reset on them that if those are faulty, that's what trips, not the breaker. I'm betting you got a bad breaker.
Okay, I'll start there.
Start with an electrician.
You've been a big help.
Enjoy your
thank you so much.
Enjoy your time in Florida. We appreciate you calling this morning. 857-557-4LOU is our phone number. We'll take a quick break and be right back.
Hey, Lou. Hey, we've got a house we had built in 1988. We've got a depression in our front yard in between the sidewalk and the house. We're concerned that there's something leaking in the sewer line or the incoming water line. Something like that.
Hmm.
What do you think?
Is it? Have you noticed, besides the depression, I mean, does it sort of line up where your sewer and water line are coming into the house?
I'm guessing it does, yes.
Okay. Well, then I would start with, where are you? In Orland Park. I'd start with a plumber who has the ability with a camera to go take a look. Or actually, I'm going to take that back. If it's a depression where there's a water leak like that, do you have a water meter?
I believe so.
Do you get a water bill?
Yes.
And do you have any problems with water pressure in the house or anything like that?
No.
Okay.
And the water looks fine. Yeah. Incoming water.
Right. I mean, if it was a water leak on the water line, you'd be affected by, you know, the pressure and stuff you have in the house. A sewer issue, maybe not. And so maybe what I would do would start with a plumber and have your sewer line televised. Okay. And then for the water, I'd call the water department to come out. They can go to the Buffalo box, which is the valve out in the street, and they can determine by listening to that box if there's a leak between that box and your house. It's quite amazing.
Okay.
That shouldn't cost you anything. The sewer line televising will obviously cost you money, but at least then you'll know if your sewer line is intact and in good shape. And if it all looks good, then it could just be settling, you know, over the years, and you just need a landscaper to come out and regrade the front of your yard.
Okay. Sounds better if it's that.
It sounds way better if it's that. So the those are your marching orders, my friends. Thank you so much for the phone call. Let's head into the WGN Radio Newsroom and check in with Don Kleppen.
When we do bacon.
Right, sure. How do you do bacon?
I usually like...
Do you do bacon in the microwave? I can't remember.
Sometimes. But I like to take a paper towel and I just sop it up and then I throw it in the trash.
Oh, yeah. Because you don't cook a lot of it.
Yeah. That's not like we have a ton.
Right. I go to my father-in-law, Henry Jaskowiak, because he has all the Folgers coffee cans. And I go, I need some coffee cans. And he'll say, how many do you need? I'm like, I don't know, two or three. And actually, the coffee can that I have now is pretty full, you know, and then I'll put it in a bag. Tie it up, but you're always worried about spilling and that kind of stuff, right? And well, our Noodaloo 2 is kind of a solution. Take a listen.
Do you love frying foods at home, but hate the cleanup process afterwards? Those greasy spills and stinky residues you have to dispose of afterward.
Ow!
Well, this weekend's new Tulu 2 puts an end to the coffee cans with less mess, no spills, and no stress. Kitchen Laboratory's hard oil transforms up to 2 quarts of oil into an easy-to-handle, non-toxic, solid disc that you can just chuck in the garbage can.
Whoa!
Hard oil is cooking oil hardening powder flakes that harden grease, fat, vegetable oil, olive oil, and other substances for easy disposal in the garbage can. So no more pouring those harmful liquids down your sink or your drain that's going to cause clogging, damage, and expensive plumbing repairs. Using the provided scooper, you just pour the hard oil flakes into up to 2 quarts of old cooking oil and watch as the hardening magic occurs. Great for home chefs, cooks, or anyone that doesn't like cleaning up those greasy messes. So, everyone, Hard Oil is a sustainable plant-based oil hardening agent crafted of 100% non-toxic ingredients. Each bag goes for about $12, seems like a no-brainer to keep one of these tucked away in a cabinet for when you need it next.
For more information, check out the House Smarts YouTube channel. And be sure to like and subscribe.
Thank you, Sydney. It's like a little bag that you can zip back up again and keep it under your sink. You pour the little powder in there. The oil does need to be hot when you're doing it. And then it creates, it looks like a giant pancake when it's done. Right? And you just pop it and throw it in the garbage can. Pretty cool. Hard oil.
Makes it easy. Right?
Yeah, super easy.
Up to 18 cups.
Really?
Of oil. Yeah.
That's a lot. How much is it?
$12 wow. for the bag.
I'm going to the houseware show tomorrow. Lindsay, unfortunately, can't join me. But we get inundated this time of year with all these emails from different products. And some of them are really cool. The one that we both laughed at was, there's a company that makes battery-operated salt and pepper shakers that are grinders. Which, at first, you're like, and I was talking with a woman, I'll tell a different story later, and she's like, have we gotten that lazy that we can't like take the pepper and turn the pepper to do it? And I thought, on first blush, you'd say that, but what if you're someone that has issues with your hands? You have bad arthritis. Or, you know, you just don't have the grip anymore. So that would be kind of cool. You could, you know, do that, whatever, really nice. So that, I'm like, okay, I can see this, right? This could work. And if maybe you're someone that really cooks a lot and you need to, you're in a hurry, you know, that would be, I could see all that. But so they have these and they're cordless, rechargeable, right? So you stick them in a thing to charge them and then you grind your salt and pepper shaker. All right, I can accept that. But then they have a version that also has a place where you can put your phone to charge your phone next to your salt and pepper shaker. Wait, now you're thinking about it and you're like,
wait, what? I thought it was like
an
app that did it for you. That like,
no, that's a phone charger. You saw the picture where it's the salt and the pepper
yeah.
and the phone.
I thought it was a wire app.
No, I'm sure what happened. They're like, oh, we're going to make it cordless. They won't have to replace the batteries. And then somebody, Jimmy, goes, hey, you know, we could put a thing on there and then they could wirelessly charge their phone while they're charging their salt and pepper shaker. And somebody said, ding, 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 ding.
Because you've got to have the phone at the table.
Evidently.
It's a way to charge your phone while you're eating.
While
it's
you're
a two for one.
While you're seasoning
this is,
your
I'm
phone.
Buying one. Hold on.
Go to youtube.com/housemarchtv to learn about the hard oil. 857-557-4LOU. 857-557-4568 is our phone number. This is Chris in Rockford. Chris, good morning. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Good morning. Hey, I have a concrete front porch. It's about 20x6 smooth concrete. So my question is, when it gets humid and when it snows and rains, it's extremely slippery. I wanted to know if there's anything I can put on there to make that less dangerous, I guess.
It's all in good shape, right?
It is in very good shape. No cracks, no chips. It's I want to say it's the original concrete, probably from the late 60s.
Okay. But it's just super slick.
It just, yeah, it's very slick when it's wet.
Mm-hmm. So, a couple things you could try. I'm not a huge fan of this product, but it would probably work well for this. I would do a really good job of cleaning that concrete, well. And get it as clean as possible, you know, scrubbing and getting everything out, maybe pressure washing, whatever. Then,
okay.
And how big of an area are we talking about?
It's about a 20x6.
Okay. Then you're going to buy probably a 2.5 gallon bucket of Thompson's Water Seal.
Oh, okay.
And then you're going to start at one end, and you're going to also buy, when you go buy this water seal, you can buy silica sand at either the paint store and the hardware store. And you're going to buy they come in bags, but you'll put it in a small bucket that you'll have next to you, you know, like a container, and you're going to roll out a section of the Thompson's, a nice heavy coat, but really get good coverage, and then you'll come back with the silica sand right away and flick it onto the Thompson's.
Oh, just like the garage floor chips.
Just like the garage floor chips, and then, but it will, because it's silica, it'll blend in. You won't even see it, but it will be it'll be embedded in this Thompson's. And does it get a lot of sun, this porch?
No, it doesn't. It's covered.
Perfect. Okay, then that's good, and then that'll prolong the hold of the Thompson's. You'll probably get some wear on the steps and whatnot. Every few years, you're going to have to repeat this process.
Okay. So Thompson's water seal and silica sand.
Yeah. The trick on this, though, Chris, is the concrete's got to be as clean as possible.
Gotcha. Okay. Would you use a degreaser on that or just
I would. And quite frankly, if it's super smooth, too, if you hedged your bet on this, you know, a lot like these coatings companies, they'll come out and put like the urethane coating on there, you know, that's non-slip. What they do is they etch, right. They etch and grind the concrete first. So if you have a random orbit sander, okay, and you were to put, say, some 60 grit sandpaper on there and just kind of hit that concrete to just rough it up ever so slightly to break that little sheen off of the concrete, that will help help the Thompson's and the silica to hang on longer.
Okay. Yep. I can do that.
Good luck with the good luck with the project. I appreciate you calling this morning. 857-5574-LOU. No leaks, no worries. We're broadcasting live from the PermaSeal Foundation Waterproofing Snow. What are they called now? We're broadcasting live from the PermaSeal Waterproofing Studios. We'll take a quick break and be right back.
We're going to do the upgrade next week. We're going to have a high efficiency combi boiler installed to replace the furnace and the hot water heater. It's time. And my question is, about half of they're connecting to the existing piping system. About half the system is the old cast iron pipes to a few old radiators that work fine, and the other half is to some copper pipes that connect to a baseboard radiators that we put in years ago.
Right.
And the question is, there's an additional option called a magnetic boiler filter that they're recommending, and it seems like, given the age of the system they're connecting to, it would make sense it adds about $1,000 to the job. But is that something you would recommend to make the system truly work efficiently?
And what are they saying that this is going to do?
They said it's really what it does is removes higher levels of, like they said, iron oxide, sludge, and debris. They said occasionally with the older pipes that they connect to, there might be, you know, some residue in those old pipes that gradually gets picked up. And they said this is an additional add-on that they come in and they service a little more regularly than the high efficiency. And they said it'll just, you know, avoid let the system operate at its full ability. I don't know if you ever heard of it or if it's worth it to add on.
No, I get it. I know what it is. Man, $1,000 is a lot because it's just an inline filter, right? So it isn't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, I'm not against it, but geez, $1,000 is a lot. I mean, I think the filter's $250, right? The cost of the
it is.
Is it? Yeah, it's like $250, and then for another, you know, $500 or more than that to install it in line. They already got the thing all apart. They're going to have to cut all this pipe. I mean, if they can do some, okay, let's stop a second. Your old house and that sealed system and that old, you know, the old pipes, because there's no air in them, they're just good to go, right? And when they drain everything down, essentially, you know, are they going to flush your system too? Did they talk about that?
Oh, absolutely. That's one of the first things they're going to do.
So they're going to flush all that and all that sediment that this magnetic filter is going to catch should be gone. Right? Now, in the time that they flush it and put it all back together and refill the system and check for leaks, all that kind of stuff. Will more rust and sediment occur in those pipes? Probably not, because we're talking, it's probably going to, that process between taking out your boiler, flushing the system, reconnecting the whole thing will happen within a 24-hour period, right?
Mm-hmm.
If they're going to do the magnetic filter and say, hey, you know what? We could put this in. I think it's a good idea. It's an extra $500. See if they got some room on the price.
Okay. So work with them on the labor. It sounds like I know the price of it because I researched it.
Yeah, $1,000 for this. It's in line, right? So you see what I mean? It's not like they got to create this extra loop or anything like that. They're going to just take the return line. Probably it's going to go on the return line coming into the boiler and put this magnetic filter in. I got to cut all those pipes anyway. So, you know, if you want to charge me $250 for the unit and $250 to put it in, that seems like a fair price.
Great. Yeah, I see it on the, it's going to definitely go on that return line. So it sounds like it would be a good idea, but clearly get only if they can get the labor down to a more reasonable amount.
You know what? If you didn't do it, it's not the end of the world. If you do it, it's a little bit of insurance for you. Why not?
Right. Perfect. Right. Now I can go out and buy some punchkis at the Evanston Bakeries now in peace.
Perfect. Go enjoy. enjoy. I mean, we've never been, Mary Beth and I were just talking about that. We've never been, and she's half Polish. The punchki thing was never a thing for us, going out and do that. You know, it's not Seattle Sutton compliant. Hey, the news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Hey there, Lisa Dent here with a major announcement about Victor's Home Solutions. I've been telling you for the past few months what an amazing home improvement company Victor's is. So what's the big announcement? Victor's has merged with Rogers Roofing, a Chicago institution for over 20 years. Now you can have that same great Victor's customer service and precision installation and their 50-year leak-free guarantee now under the Rogers roof. Here's why that's important to you. Your roof took a beating this winter with the snow, the ice, the sleet, and the cold. It's vitally important to have it inspected by a licensed roofing contractor like Rogers. They offer a free, that's right, I said free, 21-point roof inspection to go over every inch of your roof and make sure it's sound enough to survive the spring rains. Trust me, folks, it's worth it. You don't want a minor roof issue to turn into a major disaster. Schedule your free roof inspection today. 872-320-4880. RogersRoofing.com.
You're late for work and still have to drop off the kids at school. You jump in your car, hit the garage door remote, and nothing happens. Now what?
Green Tea Services. Service to a
green tea.
Hi, it's Tonya Khoury for my family business, Green Tea Services. Right now, we have a garage door maintenance special. Our trained technicians come out and adjust the springs, check the cables, inspect the rollers, tighten hinges, and give your door and opener a complete lubrication. All for just $47.
Service to a
green tea.
This time of year, garage doors tend to fail. Don't get stuck in or out of your garage. Call for our $47 garage door maintenance special. Call Green Tea now for details. 800-5-GREEN-TEA.
Green Tea Services. Service to a
green
tea. 800-5-GREEN-TEA.
800-5-GREEN-TEA or greenteaservices.com.
You know, there's no such thing as a bad Chicago winter. That's if you're driving the right SUV. Check out the all-new 2025 Chevy Equinox. Loaded with next-generation driving technology like HD Surround Vision, available all-wheel drive, and Chevy Safety Assist. A suite of six safety and driver assistant features keeping you safe in any road condition. With Equinox Driver Selectable, you choose the driving mode, normal, slow, or off-road. Chevy Equinox will get you where you want to go safe and sound and in all kinds of weather. Right now, you can get 2.9% APR financing plus no monthly payments for 90 days on a Chevy Equinox. Look, we all know Chicago winters can be tough, so it pays to be prepared in any situation. Get your Chevy ready for more snow and ice and keep your family safe with a winter service checkup at your local Chevy dealer. Their factory-trained technicians and GM-certified parts will get the job done right the first time, hassle-free. Visit ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy Equinox, it's built for Chicago winters. Let's head into the WGN Radio newsroom and check in with Don Kleppen.
Dave Ennett, whether it's Bedard electrifying the crowd of the UC, the Wildcats rocking Welsh Ryan Arena, or even the sounds of the greatest spectacle in racing, you'll hear them on 720 AM and smart devices worldwide. WGN Chicago. The next Star Media Group station.
Thank you, Lou. A little sunshine through the clouds and 24 degrees at 8:01. Good morning. I'm Don Kleppen. The news is sponsored by Chevy. DriveChicago.com. More speed cameras are set to go up around Chicago. The FBI zooms in on an Illinois mayor, and a magical experience will hit the second city next month.
Wildcats win their third in a row, and the Bulls win at home as well.
And a look at WGN traffic. Outbound Bishop 4, just before Sibley, there's a crash reported. 8094 eastbound, an accident was just cleared near Central. And in Indiana, 94 westbound at County Road 400 north, which is mile 36, there's a crash in the right lane. Chicago is hedging its bets on drivers with a lead foot to help balance the budget. WGN's Dana Rebick.
More speed cameras are coming to the city. There are currently 162 in place, and over the next year, the Chicago Department of Transportation will install 50 more, a 30% increase, bringing the total number of cameras to 212. Mayor Brandon Johnson has said the revenue would help in part to generate $11 million needed to restore more than 160 police positions tied to CPD's consent decree.
But in a statement, the mayor's office says the city doesn't rely on speed cameras to balance its budget and that the additional cameras reflect the mayor's desire for increased traffic safety. Meanwhile, WGN Investigates has learned FBI agents have subpoenaed more documents related to Dalton Mayor Tiffany Henyard, this time around a development she was sued over last year. WGN's Ben Bradley.
Dalton Mayor Tiffany Henyard appeared to back the development, attending a groundbreaking in 2023. But when the five-story restaurant and entertainment venue was built, its owner says Henyard tried to tank the project. Tiffany Kamara told WGN Investigates Henyard's boyfriend previously owned the land and she thinks regretted selling it once he saw the building complete and the project's potential. It took a lawsuit and a judge's order to get the Henyard administration to finally issue a needed liquor license in January.
The subpoena came the same week Henyard lost her re-election bid. The immigration backlog in the federal court continues to grow after the Trump administration fired hundreds of judges. More from News Nation's Vinay Simlot.
The Congressional Research Service says the backlog for immigration courts passed 3.6 million cases by the end of 2024. Republican Congressman Pete Sessions says he supports some of the workforce cuts.
I'm very aware there's an opportunity for all these people once review's done to come back.
We've also reviewed a Department of Justice memo that says immigration judges can be fired more easily. It says workforce protections for administrative judges are unconstitutional.
When I tell you that people are stressed out, that's an understatement.
And some big news locally for all the Harry Potter fans out there.
A Harry Potter shop will soon be opening on Michigan Avenue. The store will feature themed areas, a golden egg, goblet of fire, and the largest butterbeer bar in the U.S. There will also be a confectionery with an interactive jelly bean experience and plenty of wands, robes, stationery, jewelry, and collectibles. The press release promises something for every wizard, witch, and muggle to enjoy. Harry Potter's Chicago store will open at 676 Michigan Avenue on April 10th.
That was WGN's Lauren Lapka reporting. And how's this for environmental innovation? Stanford University chemists have developed a groundbreaking, low-cost method to permanently remove carbon dioxide from the atmosphere. Using heat, the process transforms common minerals into materials that quickly capture and store CO2. This innovation, inspired by cement production, could be scaled globally using existing kilns and abundant mineral reserves. Researchers say it's faster and more energy efficient than current carbon capture tech, with potential benefits for agriculture and mining. The team's now working to bring the solution to practical use, offering new hope in the fight against climate change, which is no canard. And methods like this can help in the fight against it. WGN Sports Times 8:05.
Well, Northwestern won its third straight conference game for the first time this season after a 68-57 victory over Iowa. Wildcats holding the Hawkeyes to a season-low 57 in the wire-to-wire win. Chris Collins records his 193rd win as Northwestern's head coach, moving into sole possession of second place in program history. Bulls erase a 16-point fourth-quarter deficit. They rally to beat Toronto 125-115 in overtime. Kobe White with 24. The Bulls at Indiana tomorrow. Blackhawks visiting Anaheim tonight. Pregame 8:30 with Charlie Romeliotis. Face-off at 9 with John and Troy here on WGN. And just before that game, the Columbus Blue Jackets hosting the Detroit Red Wings in the NHL Stadium Series game at Ohio Stadium in Columbus. You'll hear the game right here starting at 5 o'clock with great Pat Foley and Eddie Olchek starting at 5 here on WGN and WGNradio.com. Don't fall for the canard that states, thank you. Spring training is a precursor to what your team's season will be like. It's hard not to believe after the Cubs earned an 8-8 tie yesterday with the Rangers to remain unbeaten in the Cactus League. Same is true for you White Sox fans, even though the team lost 3-2 to the Angels yesterday to fall to 1-6 on the Cactus League. I'm Andy Mazur, WGN Sports.
Hey, good morning. We've got air temperatures today making it into the low 30s, so a much colder day today if you compare it to yesterday. But also if you compare it to normal, our normal high is 41 degrees for today's date, and we'll top out closer to 31, so 10 below normal. We do eventually get into decreasing clouds here this morning. Little light snow wraps up quickly, and we'll see a mostly sunny afternoon with a high of 31 degrees. North winds 10 to 15, gusting to 25 miles per hour. Tonight, 17 and clear. Tomorrow, sunny again, upper 30s. Expected. From the WGN Weather Center, I'm Morgan Kochmeyer.
Some sunshine through the clouds in some spots. At O'Hare, it's 24 degrees right now. It's 26 at Midway, 25 in Aurora, 21 in Waukegan, and 24 downtown along the lakefront. I'm Don Kleppen, WGN News. Next news when it happens. Next scheduled news at 8:30.
So the Donahoes invited us to dinner.
Hang on, honey. Hello?
Hi, this is Lori from First American Bank.
Whoa, honey, it's the bank. Listen to how real this AI voice sounds.
Hello?
Yes, hello. I'm calling about your First American Bank home equity line of credit application.
That is freaky.
Right? What do I press for representative?
Oh, you don't press anything. I'm a real person.
Now it's claiming to be a real person.
Wow.
Sir, along with First American Bank's best loan deals in town, we pride ourselves on providing impeccable personal service. That's why you get me, a real-life specialist, to help you every step of the way with your loan. Isn't that more useful than passing you off to an artificial intelligence chatbot?
What's 2 times 2?
4.
Who created the Dewey Decimal System?
Melville Dewey.
Deep dish or thin crust?
Oh, you're not dragging me into that one.
First American Bank, the bank that does more for your money. Visit firstambank.com or call us at 847-952-3700. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Transform RX is Chicagoland's best and most comprehensive wellness and weight loss center. If you struggle with your weight, want to get healthier, or just want to be at peak physical and mental performance, a new you is just around the corner. By using proven GLP-1 peptides like semaglutide, along with advanced body composition analysis with nutritional and exercise guidance, Transform RX will safely guide your weight loss journey. Avoid online scams and get healthy the safe, medically supervised way. In addition to male testosterone therapy, Transform RX offers both men and women anti-aging peptides, lifespan support, supplements, and IV therapy with vitamins, minerals, and NAD+. Call now, 844-9-NEW-YOU, or visit TransformRxChicago.com and save $500 on their weight loss program. That's right, for a limited time, you can start on semaglutide for just $250 for your first month. Call 844-9-NEW-YOU. That's 844-963-9968, or visit TransformRxChicago.com.
Hey homeowners, the free home shows are coming to your neighborhood to save you time and money on the latest products and services to make your home a dream home. With a show this weekend in Crystal Lake, Dananda Schaumburg, Oak Lawn in Lake County, you'll find what you need to improve your home with one easy visit, all with free admission and free parking. Plus, enter to win a trip to the Virgin Islands. For dates and locations, visit freehomeshow.com today. That's freehomeshow.com.
Tomorrow, the IndyCar season gets going. First stop, the St. Petersburg Grand Prix.
If you ain't first, you're last.
Live coverage starts at 10:30 on your home for the Indianapolis 500, 720 WGN.
Psst.
Some know more than others.
Got up in the attic the next rain to look around and found a specific point of a leak right where the chimney comes out the roof. So I immediately thought, probably a flashing issue.
And others don't.
Did you kind of hike up your pants at that point? Because you're like, oh, yeah, it's probably a flashing deal.
Yeah, not a problem.
Yeah, I know where I can handle it.
But Lou is here to help.
You're kind of acting like Don Knotts in the Andy Griffith Show.
Exactly.
He's taking your calls right now.
Well, you know, I think it's a flashing detail. And all I need is a little caulk, and I'm all set, honey. I think I need to take a nap.
Back to Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio.
Welcome back. 857-557-4LOU. You know, I love when the word of the day is a back-to-back jack. Good job, you two.
Thank you.
Very nicely done.
Thank you.
I like that story, too, Don, about the carbon and getting all that stuff out of there.
Thanks.
That's all good stuff.
Yeah, I thought so, yeah. Too. Very fascinating.
I just read an interesting article. There's a, and they, you know, I love everything cars. And, you know, there's a lot of ballyhoo about electric cars and range and blah, blah, blah. And there's a program right now that Toyota partnered with this battery company, and they've developed a battery. I'm going to forget. It starts with a C. Anyway, it's a different type of battery technology than lithium ion.
Mm.
And in their tests, it has doubled the range of a traditional lithium ion, where now a car with these kind of batteries can go over 700 miles.
Oh, wow.
And so it would be a complete game changer with the range anxiety and whatnot. It's not quite and it has a recyclability that the lithium batteries is a big problem with. What are we going to do with these batteries when they're done?
Right.
And so they're kind of solving all these problems to make it even better. So that's kind of a neat idea.
Yeah, definitely. That'll help a lot.
Right. Really cool. We were talking earlier about, our canard, right, is an unfounded rumor or a story, right? And we mm-hmm. were saying it's like a wives' tale, right? Like,
right.
You get sick if you go outside and your hair is wet, right? Or don't talk on the phone. And for those of you too young to remember, there was a character on Saturday Night Live, which just celebrated their 50th anniversary, Father Guido Sarducci. And Father Guido Sarducci was this comedian who was dressed up like a bishop, and he was from Italy, and he would, you know, dispel all this rumor. Well, he had found that a lot of these things that we think are wives' tale actually maybe came down from up above. Yeah, see, most of that stuff we thought it was our mothers telling us, but it was all that came from God. Don't whistle while you work. That's the best one.
Yeah,
it was one of the commandments.
Right. Canardments. It's a canardment.
There you go. The things you learn on this show.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, gentlemen. 857-557-4LOU. 857-557-4568 is our phone number. Where would you like me to go? Number three. Okay. Three is Jim in Knoxville. Hey, Jim, good morning. You're on House Smarts Radio.
How are we doing today, Lou?
I'm doing great. How may I help you, sir?
I've got a problem. I've got an old lake house that's got an addition added onto it, and the addition does not have heat or air. They have a vaulted ceiling in that one area. There's some mold on the top. Now, I know we need to put a couple of vents on upstairs or on top of the roof. I mean, a couple of vents so it aerates out a little bit better. My question is really is, if I leave it, will that be a problem? It's a vaulted ceiling. It's going to be more of a chore for me to try to redo the whole ceiling because the course is at the peak, you know, where the mold is at. Would that really be any problem if I leave it for some time?
You mean leave the mold?
Correct.
Well, you're certain that it's not anything that's leaking in from the roof, correct?
I don't believe it is. It's been there for 4 years. It's got a little bigger, but worse, but not much. I mean, mm-hmm. it's at the peak, so it wasn't really too concerned. I had kind of a to-do list that was more significant, so that was kind of put in the back burner.
How about this? Do you have a ladder that can get you close?
Yes.
Okay. Do you own a pump sprayer?
Yes.
All right. Go buy a gallon of Concrobium Mold Control and pour, not all of it, but some of it, in this pump sprayer. pump the sprayer up so you get a lot of pressure, and then adjust the tip so that it sprays a stream, not fan. You know what I mean?
Right.
Get up on the ladder. You don't have to get all the way to the peak, but close enough that when you squeeze the trigger on this thing, you can spray this concrobium on that mold. You should be able to...
Okay, and then... And then just catch it as it falls. Let me put a tarp down or something.
Yeah,
to catch it, the wood that comes back down.
This concrobium is not. It's not dangerous. You would not like the flavor, and I don't want you to do this. But you could drink it, and it wouldn't kill you. But when it hits that mold on a porous surface, it will kill it almost on contact, and it has residual value. Right. So, put a tarp down. Get as close as you can. Get that sprayer. You know. If you adjust that sprayer, you should be able to spray 10 feet easy, you know, with the tip adjusted properly and enough pressure in the pump sprayer. Hit it, let it sit there, and then if you want to leave it until the spring or a few months before you go back at it, it'll kill that mold, and what's there won't grow back. If there's more, when you come back to finally address this situation on a permanent basis, and you see more mold, like take a picture of it, then you know there might be some issue that you got to address.
Gotcha. And it's a pine knotted ceiling, obviously, wood. So, I mean, obviously, clean it up afterwards and then just live with it until I get up there and can redo the whole thing.
Correct.
Ceiling.
But at least with this, it'll kill the mold that's there and it won't grow.
Sounds great.
Good luck. Be careful up on that ladder. Don't hurt yourself. 857-557-4LOU. 857-557-4568. Take a quick break and be back right after this. Amazing, by the way. Cynthia Erivo is just amazing.
You saw her live.
I did. She's amazing. Amazing.
Amazing.
And she's a tiny little thing.
Yeah.
God, what a voice on that
with
woman.
With great arms.
She does it right. Well, she's like compact. Very teeny. Right?
Petite.
857-557-4LOU, 857-557-4568. Let's go back to the phone lines and talk with Jenny in Naperville. Hi, Jenny. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Hi, good morning. Good morning. So I have kind of a silly question. We just had a brand new driveway poured in November, and on Sunday I went out and one of our vehicles has dripped oil all over it. And
what?
Yeah,
that is unacceptable.
It's a driveway.
Okay.
But it's actually, they did a great job, but the one particular area where it dripped, when they poured it, they put really nice borders, real smooth around each section, and then it's kind of more like a scraped ridged in the center. Well, one, our driveway is very short and steep, and one of the drips hit that really smooth, which actually it almost appears a lighter color,
mm-hmm.
and it just kind of ran down about mm-hmm. 9 inches. And
mm-hmm.
I was able to sort of attack it with Dawn and the scrubber brush and
That's
then
good.
All the other 8 or 9 spots because it dripped both head in parking and not knowing it was happening. I had reversed in park maybe the day before, so it's just kind of all over.
Right.
But stuff on Google, I heard some previous that you find, oh my gosh, gasoline, light it on fire.
No. So first off, those edges you talked about are called California Corners. It's a very popular that happened out in California, and they brought that across the country, which I really like.
Okay.
Secondly, you can get 2.9% financing on a new Chevy Equinox that won't drip any oil. That's a whole nother thing. And third, what kind of laundry detergent do you use?
I use Tide.
Okay, so take the Tide out there because that does a really good job of as a degreaser. You use liquid or the powder?
Liquid.
Yeah. The powder seems to work. Powder seems to work better, but because you can make a paste out of it, and then it holds it there. So go buy a small box of powdered Tide. I think they still make powdered Tide. And go with some hot water, okay? Like hot.
Okay.
Not boiling, but hot.
Oh.
And
put
a little water on there, then pour the powdered Tide with a stiff bristled brush. And really scrub it and work it into a... And as you're scrubbing it, you're going to see that it's going to change colors because it's starting to pull the oil out. But you needed. When did this all happen?
Sunday, I noticed it. Okay. So, and I checked it right away.
Yeah, well, that's good. That's good that you went right away. But I would even today. I know it's a little bit colder. The sooner you do this, the better, because that oil is just going to continue to go down into the concrete.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's good.
Then,
that's not good, but that's good to know. Yeah.
Then, in the spring, you said it's not a big driveway, right?
It's not. It's really short and steep. But we ended up going, I think the old standard was 17 feet. We did it 20 feet across. We can nice. Still only fit two cars. Now you can open doors and
not step in the grass. But I want you in the spring to do a really good job of cleaning the driveway well. Okay, so now it's clean. It's like, oh my gosh, it looks amazing. And then you and your whoever, I want you to buy a concrete sealer called Bone Dry.
Okay.
And you're going to go to bonedryproducts.com. It's made in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Salute. And it's not inexpensive, but it's the best concrete sealer you're going to buy. And it's going to help to keep the moisture from coming up into the concrete, but it's also going to help you to have an easier time to clean when this happens again.
Yeah, okay. And well, is that you just kind of apply it with a brush or something?
You roll it out. You roll it.
Oh,
so
okay.
You're gonna, like you're painting the wall, but you're going to roll it out onto this whole thing, and it'll do a really nice job, and it'll make the concrete, that top layer of the thing you just spent a fortune on, so much stronger, right?
Okay.
And so it's really going to be, you're really going to like it.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. I'm going to definitely do all these things. So.
Right. And remember, 2.9% financing on a new Chevy Equinox. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com.
I appreciate it, Lou. Have a good rest of your weekend.
If I can sell a car and keep the oil off there, why not, right? 857-5574-LOU is our phone number. All right, coming up in just a little bit, we're going to talk with someone that's in charge of education and training for the International Housewares Association, who are the sponsors of the Inspired Home Show. It's a really big show that opens up tomorrow at McCormick Place. All these amazing housewares things, you know, stuff you didn't know you needed, stuff that we use every single day, and the innovation just constantly happens. We'll talk a little bit about this, but it's interesting, right? A lot, so much of this, these housewares was purchased pre-pandemic 5 years ago, and people learned a lot on how to use this stuff, right? And, I really wish this thing had a this, and that innovation's coming. Those are probably worn out. The new stuff, the innovation's all coming to a store near you. We're going to find out just what it is and what it's all about. Starting tomorrow is the a show that none of you are invited to. Well, I shouldn't say none of you. If you're in the home and housewares business, you're probably going to the international, well, it used to be called the Home and Housewares Show. Now it's called the Inspired Home Show. And this is where manufacturers and, companies that sell different products for the home go to see the latest and greatest. And it's really a terrific place to go to see the trends. We talk a lot about those products on this show. Almost every time you hear some Noodaloo 2 that we feature, many times it was something that we found well in advance at the Inspired Home Show. Joining me on the phone line right now is Peter Gianetti, who is the Director of Editorial Content and Education for the International Housewares Association. Peter, good morning, and welcome to House Smarts Radio.
Good morning, Lou. Thanks for having me.
I don't want to be mean to people, but, you know, the vast majority of my audience can't attend this show, which is so, I get it, because you have so many people that come that are within the industry. It seems like this show just continues to be a solid performer for both the manufacturers and the buyers of these goods.
You know, it's true that the show is not open to the public, but the special thing about what we're going to see inside McCormick Place in Chicago over the next 3 days There's going to be about 1,600 exhibitors. We'll see thousands of new products. There'll be 30,000 professionals from more than 100 countries. But the consumers who may not be able to walk the aisles of this show, very soon, the product, the innovations, the new products that are being introduced across just about every room in the home, they're going to hit the shelves, they're going to be online, and the consumer actually gets to participate in the innovation of the Inspired Home Show relatively soon. So they actually are actually inside the show on some spiritual level, and they get to use this stuff. They get to use this stuff real soon.
Yeah. Now I know that, of course, there's big manufacturers, you know, that make products that we all know, but in the past, and I'm assuming again this year you're doing it as well, you typically have a spot in the show that, where there's innovators, like these small people with an idea, and your show, that show has inspired some products that we know today that started from somebody inventing something in their garage.
Absolutely. I will make a wager with you right now that there are products along these aisles. I won't call them hidden gems because they're not hidden. They'll be found that may not be in the marketplace right now. They are the germ of an idea that started a year or two or a few years ago, but in 5 to 10 years, we may be talking about them as kitchen staples or household staples. Every product, every home and household product in just about every household in this country has been featured at the Housewares Show and now the Inspired Home Show. And it's that discovery of these new products that really is sort of the lifeblood of an industry that continues to do very, very well in good times and in bad times.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. You bring up an interesting point, right? There's always talk about the economy and inflation and things like that. But you know, every industry, you know, some it can be high and low depending on, you know, where we're at. And it certainly seems to me that if people are kind of, you know, maybe saying, I'm not going to spend as much, you know, I'm not going to go out as much, and they're doing more dining, perhaps, you know, just use that as an example at home. You made a point in some of the information that you gave me. You know, a lot of people before the pandemic bought a lot of this stuff. It's starting to wear out. And now we're at a place where maybe we want to stay home and do some more cooking. And there's all this new innovation coming out.
Absolutely. So you have to understand that the lessons learned inside the home during the pandemic, people cooked more. They were cleaning more. They were very aware of their home. Those skills and those interests haven't dissipated entirely. They stuck. Now, yes, people are kind of spreading. They're outside. They're inside. They're out. They're in. But they do want to cook more. In fact, you know, in despite concerns about prices and inflation, you know, sales were up in housewares over the first 5 weeks of this year, 6% in dollars, 4% in units. It's 4 to 5 times cheaper to eat at home versus eating out. So people are going to be eating at home more often because of these concerns. Housewares is in the sweet spot of these lifestyles right now. And as I said earlier, when during the best economic times, Housewares does very well. During the most difficult economic times, it typically does well too, because these are essentials. And yes, the replacement cycle, Lou, maybe it's a 7 to 10 year cycle normally, but since the pandemic, all these products have been used so much. And at the time, they kind of got their hands on whatever they could find. It was a difficult time. The business was soaring through the roof, and no one really was prepared for that. So maybe 5 years later, can you believe it's been 5 years since the pandemic?
Yeah.
5 years later, these products are now ready for replacement. And if I'm a consumer, I'm actually not just looking to replace a basic with a basic. Maybe it's time to step up. I learned a little bit more how to use these products. I'm more confident. I'm more comfortable.
Right.
So maybe I am looking for that next generation of innovation. And those are the types of products that are poised to do well as we move into this year.
I've been, you know, inundated positively by, you know, a bunch of the new products that are out there. And what I noticed, exactly what you're keying in on, Peter, is, you know, I'll use the, you know, maybe it was more than 5 years ago, but you know, the advent of the air fryer, right? That was like the big thing that hit the the international, home and houseware show,
sure.
Now the Inspired Home Show. But then as more and more people started to use it and like, oh, I can use this. Now I'm seeing, air fryers with two bins on it where you can do one on one side, one on the other, and features exactly what you said. They got more confident. And then these manufacturers are not, they're paying attention to their customers, and they say, boy, I really wish that it had a light here or a way for me to adjust this so that when I'm making this, it's, easier to do. And then lo and behold, they make these products even better.
Yeah, they make them bigger, higher capacity. They combine them with additional cooking functionality because multifunctionality is another important trend.
Right.
So, we're even going to see an air fryer toaster oven combo here in Chicago during the Inspired Home Show with an AI application of food recognition. It's got AI cameras. It recognizes food, cooking time. This is a product from Mon Chateau. Sometimes innovation in a business is revolutionary, and we've seen that often in this business. But Lou, it's sometimes the evolutionary innovation, that next incremental improvement, a feature. Consumers don't want features; they want benefits.
Right.
So it's got to work, and they're very discerning now, and they can get their information on these products from all sorts of resources right now that they never had. So it is a ripe time for these incremental, sometimes revolutionary, but often evolutionary innovations, and the consumers paying attention. And will they pay a couple pennies, a couple dollars more for that? I think they will. These are little indulgences. They don't have to be extraordinary indulgences. And that's the special thing about the Inspired Home Show. You just don't know what you're going to find around the next corner.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, so many people coming into Chicago, which is great to have all those participants coming. As you mentioned, nearly 30,000 people, both on the people that are making it and people that are buying it, and soon to be on store right. shelves for all of us to enjoy. Peter Gianetti is the Director of Editorial Content and Education for the International Housewares Association. Peter, I'm glad you're back in town. I'm sure you're busy than all get out. Hopefully I run into you on Sunday when I stop by the show.
Lou, thanks a lot for having me. We're getting ready for a good show, and I hope I do get a chance to spend a couple of minutes with you, and I hope you find some of those interesting things we're all talking about right now.
You got it. Take care. Appreciate you taking the time this morning. This is Mark in Geneva. Hey, Mark, good morning.
Hey, how you doing? Mark in Vernon Hills, but close enough.
Oh,
not
all
a big
right.
deal.
Vernon
how
Hills?
You doing?
Good. How may I help you this morning?
Yeah, so I think I'm pretty handy. I've done quite a bit of projects around the house, but this new project, my wife wants perfect, and she said, call her best friend, Lou. So I don't know how you know her, but here I am.
wait, what's your wife's name? What's your wife's name?
Her name is Erin.
Oh,
like
Erin,
Ireland,
right.
Erin, yeah.
Erin, my best friend, Erin. Sure, right. Okay, go ahead.
All right, anyway, so I have my house is about 35 years old, and the driveway I have is about probably 10, 15 years old, concrete driveway. And the garage apron, I noticed probably 3 years ago, started to crack. And obviously, as I do as a good husband, I was procrastinating. And as the winters went on, the salt and the cold and the heat, it started to crack more. And now some larger pieces have broken away from the apron. Now it's where it meets the driveway. And so I'm thinking, I go to the hardware store, I see a bunch of different options, yet some of them look like they're cheap, some of them look like they're maybe a scam, I really don't know. And so I know I want to buy a back garage to make it nice, clean looking, but I need to know how to repair it. I have some of the pieces left over and not really sure what to do.
So the concrete apron is broken in such a manner that you could take the broken pieces out?
Yeah, I can take the broken, they're about a couple of pieces, maybe a couple that are an inch and maybe one that's inch and a half, so a couple of the different places along the apron.
Oh, okay. So it's not like big chunks of the concrete are missing.
Maybe we won't tell my wife that there's a larger piece that's 3 or 4 inches, maybe, but we won't let her know that.
Well, I'm just saying, if you want to fix this the right way, okay, what I would do is, let's say there's one section of it that where there's a bunch of broken pieces that if you were to come across it, like left to right or right to left, if you took a imaginary saw and you cut it and took that whole chunk out and re-poured it, is that, would that take care of the few pieces that are missing?
Yeah, I mean, be an option, but
your cell phone's giving me a little problem. Are they still there?
Yeah, that would definitely be a good option. I was hoping to do it myself. I could definitely rent a saw to do that.
Do you own a circular saw?
I do.
Okay, so with your circular saw, go buy a couple of masonry blades for the circular saw. And then in that area where that section I'm mentioning you're going to cut out, you're going to cut a line perpendicular to the way that the apron runs, a straight line, you know, use a square, and get at least a half an inch deep with that cut, okay? And then once that cut is there, use a sledgehammer and a pry bar to break out that concrete between the garage and the driveway of that apron. And take all that concrete out.
Okay.
And then you're going to buy a couple bags of concrete, and you're going to re-pour the apron. Now, in that area where you made that cut, in a perfect world, you're going to drill a couple holes, and you're going to buy little short pieces of rebar that you could get at the hardware store or home center, and make sure you drill a hole, and you go in, you know, probably 2.5-3 inches, you know, into the existing apron, and then you pour your new concrete up to that, finish it all off. You'll have a nice, clean seam, but that's the way to repair it.
Okay, and then where it actually meets. I was thinking about putting a backer rod down and sealing it and make this outdoor type of. It's not caulk, but it's something similar where it levels and it also allows it to move.
It's called expansion.
Yeah, so I put that in there. I mean, it's probably how it happened, right? It probably water got in there and started. It was cracked there, and it
So they depending on what the rest of it looks like, you can buy this expansion joint when you go buy the concrete, and you would put that against the driveway, and or the garage, and you'd pour the concrete in between that. And if it's in a perfect world, it's at the driveway level, so you may have to cut it to shape it to get it in that hole. But then you finish it all off, and that provides that expansion for the driveway, the garage, and the apron to move independently, so stuff doesn't continue to crack. And it helps to keep the water and moisture and ice from getting inside there.
Sounds good. I'll do that when it gets a little bit warmer. But that's perfect. I do appreciate it.
Tell Aaron I said hello.
Hey Lou. I will, and if you don't mind, will you come over for dinner one night, please? We have a Sunday dinner. Come over. I'll cook you something, all right?
What are you going to make?
I'll make, you know, we make pasta. That's not what we do, you and I. All you right. Got it. Don't
I
worry
got
about it.
Pasta's fine. All right. I'm not picky. I'll be invited over for dinner. That's great. 857-557-4LOU, 857-557-4568. Limited edition Mr. Fix-It hat, sponsored by Lindholm Roofing, the company I recommend for all your roofing, siding, and tuck pointing needs. Seventh caller to 857-557-4568 will win said hat. What do you got going this weekend, Lindsay? Let me guess.
Well, you guess. Sports.
Somebody's playing soccer or basketball.
Yes. Ding, ding, ding. We've got a soccer tournament this weekend where Dave, my husband, and Sydney are. But I stayed back. Because we have our school fundraiser tonight, Mardi Gras themed. So,
and you're like the chairwoman.
I'm on the committee.
Oh, you're on the committee,
and yes, so it should be.
Were you
working?
You blowing up balloons and taping things to the wall
kind of
stuff?
Kind of
putting like the inexpensive plastic tablecloths on tables and things like that.
You know those Christopher Guest movies like Best in Show
right,
A Mighty
sure.
Wind. I feel like they need to make one. About like school moms that do the yearly benefit because it's like a comedy show.
Oh,
what's the word I'm looking for?
I don't know.
What is like
underappreciated?
It's just the funniest scene to watch. Like they take this so seriously, and the balloons.
But you book some amazing talent, right? You have like a little. You have like a
The dueling pianos. That was my
dueling
big thing.
Dueling pianos.
Really,
your big,
right.
Nice.
I'm so proud of myself. Right. But like, I could be part of this comedy routine. It's like, I'm... I donated the pianos.
Right.
Who's got 20? Who's got 25?
And so what, do people then give a tip to have the pianos play something?
Yeah, so have you been to like Howl at the Moon?
I have not. No.
Where they have two pianists up there, two grand pianos, or baby grands, whatever they are. And they battle back and forth. These pianists, typically, they know every song you could imagine.
Okay.
So somebody else play Lady Gaga, and then they do that, and then it's Billy Joel, and then they have these battles back and forth, and people typically put money in the tip jar.
So in other words, you say play Poker Face,
and then they just rock it,
and they just start. And so in other words, for $20, they play Poker Face.
Right, but then if someone's like, wait, no, do Piano Man for 25, and then, you know,
the other guy plays Piano
Battle
Man
back
or
and forth,
oh,
right, and then all
fun.
The tips go to the school. I mean, check
that's
me out.
That's kind of fun.
Beautiful. They put bread in his jar, and they say, man, what are you doing here?
Right. There you go. Oh, there you go, Andy. Very
well
nice.
Played.
Nicely done.
Well played. I'm going to use that
nicely done. Yeah, that's good. Right. All right. So that'll be fun. And then you're obviously working tonight.
Actually,
for the whole
you'll
thing.
Get a kick out of this. I know you used to do all the emceeing.
Still do.
Right?
Yeah.
David was asked to do it.
The emceeing?
Yeah.
And?
He's out of town. Well, he's out of town this weekend, but I've already volunteered him for next year.
Oh, for sure. That's
I just
awesome.
Sorry, stop talking.
That's what we call in my household, voluntold.
Voluntold, yes. Right. That's good.
You don't get volunteered, you get voluntold.
That's good. What's Violet's dad doing this weekend?
Well, we got lots of stuff. Gretchen's going to be baking a lot of cookies today, kind of getting some recipes down. I've got a friend of mine, Greg, visiting. We haven't seen each other in a while, so he's going to come meet Violet and spend some time with her. And then we're all headed to Lolo and Grandpa's tomorrow for an extended visit. Gretchen and I are going to take the car and probably go do some things midday. And Violet's going to hopefully nap over at their place.
Right. So no.
Andy, are you working?
Tomorrow morning, yeah. But we're resting up this weekend because we are going to be at Welsh Ryan Arena on Monday night for Wildcats basketball. My wife, a UCLA grad, is now a Big Ten girl.
Oh.
And the Bruins are coming to Welsh Ryan Arena. So we will be there.
That's
She'll
right.
be in her powder blue. I'll be in my purple.
Right.
And we'll have a good old time out there.
Oh, that's fun. That'll be a fun game.
Yeah, we're looking
forward
to it.
That's good for you.
Yeah.
That's really fun. Oh, that's awesome. Well, we got lots going on. My nephew Cooper turned 3 yesterday, so we're going for a pancake party after the show. So pancakes made like race cars and, you know, all that good stuff.
Nice.
Chocolate chip, which would be really fun.
Yeah.
And my sister-in-law, Nora, it's her birthday today. The beautiful Dr. Nora Jaskowiak turns 60 today. And her husband is hosting a beautiful dinner tonight right down by the station. We're going to be down just right around where the station is for a little dinner with friends and her kids and a small gathering, which will be really nice to celebrate her. She is an absolutely wonderful woman who's just made such a difference in a lot of people's lives, including our whole family, which we're very excited to celebrate with her tonight, which will be great. And then, of course, I'll be working at the Inspired Home Show. I'll be there tomorrow working the show, getting more Noodle Lutus for everybody. And then the Oscars tomorrow night, which we've determined Mary Beth will be watching alone.
Yes, you're not talking.
I'm not to speak to her, so I'll be in another room. I don't know. I mean, I like to watch them too, but, you know, I'm going to tell you exactly what's going to happen. She'll be in the main floor watching on the TV. I'll be in another room, and we'll be texting each other.
I was just going to say, are you allowed to text?
Yeah, but even
that
will be
like
annoying.
A text chain with her
She's
girlfriends?
She's got a bunch of girlfriends that will all be like, oh my gosh, she'll be like, I really have no interest in the red carpet thing.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Right.
I mean, very little of that. You know, if there's some highlight that's funny, I'll watch it, but I don't want to see like, oh my gosh, she looks amazing. Or what are you wearing? Like that whole
Who are
thing.
You wearing?
Right. So anyway,
speaking of the Oscars, can I make a shameless plug for myself?
Absolutely.
Every year on Dean Richards' Sunday morning show, the day of the Oscars, I do an Oscars-themed sports where I work in all the names of the films that are up for Best Picture, into a sports cast.
Nice.
Like a word of the day yes. thing. Correct. I love that.
Correct. That's so awesome. This will be, I think this is the fourth or fifth year I've done this.
What? So you take all of the names all the of names. The nominated movies.
Right. And I work right, so them into
Brutalist,
a sports cast.
That's good. The Brutalist, mm-hmm. that's good. That'll be a good one.
Let me put it this way. It was a little bit of a challenge this year with some of these movies with some of their names, but I managed to finish it last night. And we're going to present it around 9:20 tomorrow morning.
Wow.
Right around this time, 24 hours
can
from
we,
now.
Can you also, just for our audience too, next week, could we replay it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Once you once you get it all done, yeah, that's absolutely. A lot. Well, think about the names of some of those movies. Emily Perez.
The Substance.
Yeah, it wasn't easy.
Substance, that could work.
Work
yeah.
that one in.
Yeah, the
Wicked's pretty easy. I like that.
Yeah, Wicked was easy. Wicked, Substance sure. was easy. But you know, you get movies like Anora. You
right.
get
right.
movies
that's right.
like wow, yeah. Dune right. Part 2.
Challenge.
Dune Part 2.
yeah.
Emilia Perez oh, or something like that. I mean, you know.
Right. That's good. So complete Unknown.
Yeah, Complete Unknown. Right.
Right. Complete Unknown could work,
oh, that's
right?
pretty easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Like, up
can
the
you
bat.
Sing the songs from Emilia Perez?
Ooh, that'd be nice. If I knew
in
them Espanol? All, I would. Sure.
This in is Espanol?
A,
sure.
A 15-minute sports cast.
It'll be 25. Yeah, 15.
Yeah. All right, that's what's going on this weekend. 857-557-4LOU. As I mentioned, if you are the seventh caller, you're going to win a Mr. Fix-It hat from our friends over at Lindholm Roofing. Let's get back to the phone lines here and help some folks out. This is Peggy in Clarendon Hills. Hi, Peggy. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Hello. I have a couple of questions for you.
Yes, ma'am.
I think I need new gutters, and I wanted to know if the gutters with the shield on them are good to use.
I really like gutters. If you're going to get new gutters, I don't know why you would do them and not have some type of protection over the top of it. It just, you know, especially from an initial... Now, keep in mind, there's a whole bunch of different companies that do this, and... you know,
and I want a recommendation if I'm going to do it.
Okay. So the Leaf Guard one, which is an extruded kind of one-piece deal, is probably your most expensive option. It's really good. It's really nice. But if you went with a traditional gutter with a, you know, a really good cap over the top of it that was put in all initially when it was done, you'll probably achieve the same benefit. No, you will achieve the same benefit, and it'll cost you less. But, I mean, for the sake of argument, maybe get an estimate from Leaf Guard so you kind of have a sense of what that would cost. And then call Lindholm Roofing because they do gutters, and we'll do the gutter protection for you. And if you need any soffit work and whatever, they can do that for you as well.
Okay, that sounds good. I also need sprinkler people, someone who will look at my sprinkler system and fix whatever heads are broken and get it working properly. I've used several people, and they just have not done the job.
There's a company that I've done business with for a very long time called American National Sprinkler, and I know they work all over the Chicagoland area. They're very good, and they know what they're doing, and they can inspect and fix everything that you need and, you know, do the adjustments or whatever and make sure everything's running properly. And they service, you know, all the brands that are out there. And if you look them up, you find them, they should be able to help you out. American National Sprinkler.
Okay, that's good. I have one more question. Well, I actually have two. so I have tile and, I think I'm trying to get my house ready, possibly to sell, and these are things that have to be done. I have slate, like nicer slate, not the stuff that was done in, you know, the 60s, throughout my kitchen and entrance hall and so forth. It's been there 25 years, maybe, and I can see where the grout is coming up in some places. Do you have someone that does grout? I don't want to replace the slate. It's still in good condition. And it's great when you have a lot of dogs.
Yeah. Yeah, right, right. Yeah, I don't have a specific recommendation for you in Clarendon Hills for something like that, but, you know, somebody that probably could help you would be somebody like Megapros. You know, they do full service remodeling and they do repairs like that. So they would probably be someone you could get an estimate from to, you know, take out the grout. If you're going to do it, I would remove all the grout and then regrout the slate just so it's all consistent. Looks nice.
I have to do that. Yeah. And so Megapros.
Yeah, their phone number is 847-658-8989.
Okay. Okay, and my last question is, if I replace my windows, Gilkey is who I need, right? But do I do, which one is better, vinyl or fiberglass?
Fiberglass is the better choice. It's a more long-term choice. That being said, they make really good vinyl windows too. And while, you know, you just have to decide, you know, if you're getting this house ready to sell, okay, you're not cheating anybody if you were to do the vinyl, because, you know, it's a 10-plus year proposition all day, even more than that. But, I mean, worry-free, no problem. And it costs less than the fiberglass, for sure. But the fiberglass is the better way to go.
Okay. Well, I don't know if I'm going to sell. I'm still thinking about it.
Yeah.
That's a good, you know, then I know where I'm. And they do custom windows as well, right? I have my
any opening,
my living room.
Right, any opening you have, they'll make a window to fit it.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Thanks, Peggy. I appreciate you calling. I hope you have a great rest of your day. 857-5574-LOU. Did you get a winner for the hat?
Yes, you did. Who was the winner? Drum roll, please, because I don't have any. It was Marty.
Marty.
In Chicago. He was thrilled.
Marty, congratulations on winning the hat. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this.
You know, I was thinking about you last night.
I need a wider nut, and that's not code. I even went to a guitar store, and I showed the guy. I said, I need a guitar that has a wider. So the thing at the top of the guitar where the strings go over is called the nut. Did you know that?
No.
It is. The little plastic thing where the, and it's just fun to say, I need a wider nut. And so most of them are 1¾ inches wide. I've done my research. And I need a 2-inch nut. My hands are just too big. I went to a guitar store and the guy goes, wow, you got big hands. I go, yeah, I can't get my fingers to not touch the other chords, and it drives me crazy. So you know what his suggestion was? I buy a 12-string guitar, and he takes the other 6 strings off and strings a 12-string guitar with 6 strings. Are you with me?
Yeah, got it.
So then it's wider. But then I was thinking, I was looking at, like, have you ever gone and seen a mariachi band? And you know the guy that's got the big giant guitar?
Well, I was thinking of you last night watching that documentary that you wanted me to watch.
Oh, my God.
Maybe you need to play.
The big bass.
I mean, that's what you want to play.
Right.
But that thing was huge.
Wait, as a pick to click real quick, I know we got to go to news. But there's a documentary. It's the Oscars are tomorrow. And one of the documentaries that is nominated is called The Only Girl in the Orchestra. It's 35 minutes. This is a true story. The woman is 89 years old now, and she just recently retired. She was the first woman to ever be hired full-time by the New York Philharmonic and played under the direction of Leonard Bernstein. She plays the double bass. Her name is Orin O'Brien, and it's got a wide nut on that big thing. But it is such a beautiful story. 35 minutes on Netflix. I gave you a homework assignment. It's a beautiful story, right? You liked it.
I did. I thought it was sweet.
Very sweet. And it's just a wonderful story about a woman who has a very interesting how she was brought up. Her parents were both very well-known Hollywood actors in the 30s and 40s. But she really didn't want any of that. She just wanted to be part of something, which kind of goes. It's a great life message. If you have a chance to look at a documentary, The Only Girl in the Orchestra, you can watch it on Netflix. You know, I'm on with Lisa Dent on Thursdays at right around just after the 3:30 news. You know, we do a little Ask Lou segment sponsored by Lindholm Roofing, which is very nice. And she's like, Lou, we get all kinds of text messages. Can you, and I'm on with her for maybe, I don't know, 6 or 7 minutes. And she goes, I have 16 different text messages. You think you can answer all those in the next 8 minutes? And I go, I can try. And she just rapid fired these questions to me. How many did I answer?
In 19.
No. Come on. Go low.
Oh,
under
10.
Promise, over deliver. 16, eight. 10.
Oh.
10.
Great job.
Wait a minute. You should know better than this. It's like,
well, I thought you could go above and beyond.
No, but it was like, it's like when you come in and say, if Mary Beth comes and say, oh my God, look at this blouse.
How much
did I pay for the blouse? After 35 years, what do I say?
$10.
$10. And she's like, no, 20, right? Actually, I go high.
Well, just because I have high.
For $50.
You're an overachiever.
No, I got it for 20. I'm like, wow, that's amazing.
10 is amazing.
Yeah. Amazing.
Okay. How many do you think we can answer right now?
Go.
Oh.
We're only doing three.
Lou, frost on my wood windows caused black mold on the wood. How do I fix it?
Concrobium mold control. You buy a spray bottle at the hardware store. Spray it on. Let it dry. Take a stiff, bristled nylon brush and brush it all off. And then hopefully that gets rid of the stain right away. And then you can spray it again to keep it from returning, because the concrobium has residual value. It is the best to use on porous surfaces like wood.
Lou, what do you recommend to clean fingerprints from walls and switch plates, as well as painted kitchen cabinets?
Probably the best thing is buy a bottle of crud cutter, which is a degreaser and a cleaner. But I will tell you that with any cleaners, whether it's 409, Fantastic, any kind of spray cleaner, and an even crud cutter, spray it. Give it at least 5 minutes to degrease and do the job on the cleaner. And then come back at it with a clean rag or a sponge. The other thing, too, is I don't know what's in them, but these magic erasers. Are you a magic eraser person? Do you use them?
I do love a good magic eraser.
I mean, I don't know what it is they got in that thing, but they work really, really well. It's great for around switch plates and whatnot. You get them wet and it does a really, really nice job.
It's magic.
Yeah. Mr. Clean.
Lou, can you advise on how to deal with ants in the dishwasher? Difficult to determine where they're coming from.
Wow. We have an ant problem. I talked about it this morning already at our house. And it's all around the dog's food, which I need to address after the show this morning. And it's not in the dishwasher. I'm sure it's not coming from the water line. And it's not coming from the drain. They're coming from around the dishwasher. So there is what I'm going to use today is the Ortho Home Defense Spray. And I'm going to treat that. It's got residual value. So what I would do is take the toe kick off of the dishwasher, vacuum underneath there, because there could be some issue down there, and use that spray underneath, and then around the perimeter, open up the door, and around the perimeter of the dishwasher where it meets the cabinet and under the counter to try and eliminate the problem. It's weird. The minute it gets warm, it's like they wake up, and they're looking for food. And so it can be a real problem. Just remember, we're living in their world. They're not living in ours, and we just got to figure out a way to keep them where they belong. That's our Just Text Me segment. 857-5574-LOU is our phone number as well. This is Tom in Geneva. Hi, Tom. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Hello, Lou. Good morning. I got a question about a humidifier. I got a hydronic heat in my house. I have no duct work, so I'm looking at these April Air steam humidifiers. I was wondering if you got any recommendations or any thoughts.
The house we moved into in Evanston has radiator heat, and the previous owners have an April Air whole house humidifier, and it is piped under one of the radiators on the main floor. Now, it's a small house, but... It's amazing how it spreads the humidity throughout the home. This winter, I paid very close attention to it because I was questioning whether or not it was really going to work or not. And
yes,
it does. The biggest thing is that, you know, there's a large vent that comes off of it, an insulated vent. And if you can direct it somehow and get it under a radiator so that the natural convection when the boiler kicks on pulls that moisture up and then circulates it through the hot air, that's going to make a huge difference. So, yes, it works, and I have personal experience with it, and I've been very impressed so far.
Do you know what unit it is?
It's an April air.
A couple different.
It's an April air. Yeah. It's not steam. It's water. So
okay. Is it hooked?
It hooks up.
Is it hooked up to the hot water line? Is it a hot water line going to it then?
No, it's cold. You know? It's a cold water line going to it, and when it runs, you know, it drains. So it does use water, right? And there's a filter on it that needs to be replaced, which will be my spring project this year. I don't know the exact model number. I don't. But it's probably, you know, the box itself, I think they're based on square footage. And so the box itself is probably 16 by 16. It's a cube, 16 by 16. It's got a water line to it, a drain line, and then it's fan-forced, and it goes through a vent, and it's under one of the radiators that moves it through.
So are you just using the air from the basement then, bringing the air from the basement in?
It doesn't really use the it's a sealed box. It probably has a little bit of a vent on it, but the blower just blows as the water comes down the filter. It blows through the flexible ductwork to the radiator.
Okay.
There's got to be some air intake. Quite frankly, I haven't looked super close at it on the three sides that I can see because it's hanging underneath the floor where they have it mounted.
Yes.
There must be some little vent to allow some air into it. So yes, there must be some of that air getting introduced into that. But there's no with our unit, there's no odor or anything that I've experienced.
Okay. Well, yeah, I saw that one on April air, and I saw these steam. They got these steam units also, but they're obviously a lot more involved installing them.
This one's just water. I don't think you need to do the steam, and I think you'll be really happy with the results. I appreciate you calling this morning. Hey, no leaks, no worries. We're broadcasting live from the PermaSeal Waterproofing Studios, and I need to tell you something that you're not going to be happy about, because tomorrow is 1 month from when I'm taking a bunch of WGN listeners to Portugal. And you were supposed to come on that trip.
Woo.
And now you can't.
Woohoo.
Do you know how you say good morning in Portuguese?
Buenos dias.
Nope, it's not Spanish.
Bom
dia.
Bon dia.
Bom.
Bom.
B-O-M-D-I-A. Bom. Good afternoon. Boa tarde. Good night.
Boa tarde.
Boa noite.
Boa noite.
Noite. Noite. Did you ever see, what was the movie with Colin Firth where he's in love with the woman and he chases after her to Portugal or Brazil and he goes and he learns Portuguese so he can talk to her, remember? And he goes into the restaurant and it's a great scene. The whole family's there. Your welcome is de nada, which that's like Spanish, right? Excuse me is com licença. I got to learn all this. Yes is...
Got a ways to go.
Everybody thinks you're so nice. Yes is sim, and no is now.
Night. No. Wait, is it Love Actually?
Is it Love Actually? No, it's not Love Actually. Oh, is it Love Actually? Where he chases after the Portuguese woman? Like he falls in love with her? Like... I think she was the cleaning lady or something. Is it?
That's what I'm coming up with. That's what the Google's saying.
Really?
He with Colin Firth? Proposes in broken Portuguese.
Oh, yeah. Is it Love Actually? Yeah. It's a really fun scene where he goes into the restaurant and while he's speaking, they're doing, you know, the English translation. It's not anything what it is, you know? It's really funny. Anyway, so a week, a month
that
from
sounds
tomorrow.
Like a blast.
It does sound like a blast, and I'm really sad that you're not joining us.
I know.
857-557-4 Lou, 857-557-4568. This is Mary in Naperville. Hi, Mary.
Hi, Lou. How are you?
I'm
Thanks
well.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. How may I help you?
I have, last year I had my cement raised on a walkway leading up to my front steps outside, and they did a good job, but when they did it, it caused a separation between the walkway and the stairs of about 4 inches wide. They filled that with some sort of cement, but over the winter, that cement has cracked. I could actually go out there and lift it up. So I'm wondering if there's anything you can recommend that I could fill that with that would be not ugly and maybe a little flexible.
But it's 4 inches wide?
It is about 4 inches wide.
Mm.
Maybe three, but...
And is it consistent?
Yes.
I mean, you know, I'm just trying to think of what would make the most sense for you. What about the, if I'm walking on the sidewalk, what about the sides? Is the, does the, is it grass on either side? In other words, like it's, it'll hold on the side, like there's some, a bumper on both ends of it?
Yes, there's grass and mulch on either side.
Okay. Honestly, what I would do that would probably be the easiest thing to maintain and probably look the best is I would take up the concrete, okay, and I would dig out what you have there and maybe add a little gravel so that you leave about an inch or so of depth between the new sidewalk and this, you know, 4 or 3 inch trough, basically, that you have. And then I would buy a couple bags of crushed stone, like a limestone, which will match the concrete, pour it in there, and then with a board, tamp it down to get it to you know, crush down and be flat. It'll move up and down.
Okay.
Occasionally, you'll add a little bit more gravel and tamp it down. But once it gets set and wet, it'll set itself, and then it won't move, and it'll blend in better, and you won't worry about it cracking and pulling out of there. Crushed limestone about an inch deep, really good, good job of tamping it down, and it should work out pretty well for you. Hey, you know what? That's our last call, sponsored by Mitsubishi Electric. When heating and cooling your home, Mitsubishi Electric is the last call you need to make. Visit getacomfyhome.com.